Imagine stepping on the gas of your Renault Traffic to merge onto the highway. But instead of that usual surge of power, you just hear this loud, empty hissing sound.
Yeah, that is definitely not a fun sound to hear.
No, it's terrifying. And before you panic and authorize some $2,000 repair, well, okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today is decoding exactly what's happening under the hood when you lose power like that, and more importantly, how you can avoid wasting a ton of money on the wrong fixes. You really have to treat your engine bay like a forensic crime scene, right?
Right.
Because the evidence is literally leaking out.
It really is the perfect approach. I mean, when you open that hood and see a mess of grime and fluid, you are looking at the aftermath.
Right, the blood splatter, basically.
Exactly. Your first job isn't to guess what happened, but to actually identify that evidence. In these vans, you usually have two main suspects. You know, a charge air leak, which is a leak in your turbo boost system, or a coolant leak.
And let's quickly define that, just because boost sounds like racing jargon. The turbo is basically just a fan, right? Forcing pressurized air into the engine to give it more power.
Right, yeah. And that pressurized air carries a really fine mist of compressor oil and diesel soot. So when a boost leak happens under pressure, it leaves behind this dark, greasy soot that smells strongly of hot oil or, you know, diesel exhaust.
And a coolant is completely different.
Yeah, coolant is visually much cleaner. It leaves a sweet-smelling, bright film, like usually pink, orange, blue, or green, depending on the dye, and it dries into this crusty deposit.
Well, the sources actually mentioned a ridiculously simple trick for this, like a CSI lab test. You just take a plain white paper towel and wipe the residue. A dark, greasy smear means it's a boost leak, and a colored crust means coolant.
What's fascinating here is how easily these two mimic each other until you literally rub them on a paper towel.
Wait, really? They look that similar?
Oh, absolutely. Turbo systems carry that oil mist, so a boost leak can look extremely wet on the engine block, which totally tricks you into thinking it's a liquid coolant leak.
Ah, I see. But the texture and smell on that paper towel give it away.
Every single time, yeah.
Okay, so let's say the paper towel smears dark black. We know we're hunting a boost leak. Finding the origin should be super easy then, right? Just follow the grime to the dirtiest spot.
You would think so, but engine airflow absolutely lies to you.
What do you mean it lies?
Well, the oil vapor travels downstream with the airflow. Dust and grime attract to the very first wet spot, sure, but then the rushing air pushes that oil mist further down the pipes.
Oh, wow. So it just spreads out everywhere.
Yeah. So the dirtiest spot you see is very often where the leak ends, not where it actually starts.
But hold on a second. If I'm staring right at a hose and I can clearly see a fresh track of oil across the metal clamp, why do I need a complicated pressure test? I mean, my eyes are telling me exactly where the leak is.
Because visual grime is a liar. Think of it like trying to find a leak in a garden hose. Okay.
When the water is off, the hose looks perfectly fine. The rubber looks totally intact. But the second you turn the spigot on and the pressure builds, that invisible hairline crack suddenly starts spraying.
Right, so the gap only opens up when the engine is working hard.
Precisely. Under heavy acceleration, the engine literally twists on its mounts, and that pulls and flexes those rubber hoses. Over time, that constant stretching warps the metal clamps.
Which you obviously can't see when the van is parked.
Exactly. A stretched clamp might sit perfectly flush when the van is turned off, but the moment you hit the gas and the turbo sends that high-pressure air through, the joint flexes and the seal breaks.
Wow. Okay. So that's why you'd have to hook up a standard air compressor, like one you'd use for your tires, to pressurize the system.
Right. You pressurize it and spray the joints with soapy water. The soap bubbles will point to the exact microscopic gap where the seal is failing under load. Okay, so the soap bubbles have pinpointed the exact leak. Now that we have the location, how do we make a repair decision based on what actually broke? Because we don't want an expensive mistake here.
Yeah, the biggest mistake is replacing the entire expensive intercooler without checking the cheap parts first.
And the intercooler just cools down the hot air from the turbo, right?
Yeah, so it's dense and ready to burn, but it's a very pricey piece of hardware. You should only replace the intercooler if you actually see those soap bubbles coming from the plastic end tanks or if the structural seams are cracked.
And if those plastic end tanks are totally fine, like no bubbles at all.
Then you are usually looking at a $5 fix. I mean, the issue is almost always a split rubber hose, a worn out O-ring, or a clamp that has literally chewed into the rubber seal.
Oh, wow. So you just swap out the cheap clamp.
Yep. Swap the clamp or hose, make sure the mating surfaces are completely clean of grit, and the leak is completely gone.
So what does this all mean? It means you don't just throw expensive parts at a problem. You follow the diagnostic path, right? You sniff, wipe, do the bubble test, and check the clamps.
Exactly. You let the physical failure dictate the repair rather than just guessing based on the visual symptoms.
That makes so much sense. Well, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. Our sources noted that a small boost leak might not even trigger an engine fault code on your dashboard.
Yeah, they can be really sneaky.
Right, it just silently messes with the van's optimal air-to-fuel ratio. So if your van feels just a little sluggish off the line, but the dashboard is totally clear, could a tiny silent leak be quietly stealing your fuel efficiency and horsepower every single time you hit the gas? Might be time to grab a paper towel and take a look under the hood.